96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Let's That's Janet Jackson singing one of her biggest hits about waiting. Well, it seems she has waited until now at the age of 50 to have a baby. And tonight on this Medical Monday, we're talking about pregnancy later in life. What are the challenges and risks for women who have decided to have a baby after the age of 40? Well, my guests tonight are Timi Tobi Bada. She is a OBGYN doctor at Howard University Hospital, and also Dr. Cherie Ward. She became a mother at 44 years old, second time, that is. Well, tonight, if you are considering having a child after the age of 40 or maybe even in your 50s, or if you have had a child later in life, we would like to hear from you. We'd like to hear about your experiences, the decision that influenced the birth of your child later in life. Give us a call. The phone number is 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside, of course, of the D.C. area, same number at 202-319-7810. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisher, WHUR, or you can follow us on Twitter at DailyDrum, WHUR. Dr. Bada and Dr. Ward, thank you both so much. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having
You're
us.
Welcome.
Let's talk, first of all, about the risks of having a child in your 40s, Dr. Bada, as opposed to perhaps those who have children in their, you know, their 20s and in their 30s. A lot of women these days are putting off having children after the age of 40. What are the risks?
Well, in general, when we look at, from a medical standpoint, women who are having kids in the 40s, what determines what makes it safe or not is what their health is prior to conceiving. And ideally, in your 20s, you're probably at your optimal health. And that's why you tend to have probably better outcomes in your 20s. But as you approach your 40s, even though it's still safe, if you have risk factors that exist, like hypertension, diabetes, these can all be exacerbated by pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. What should someone be concerned about if they get to their, say, their late 30s and perhaps they don't initially see that there's going to be a prospect for pregnancy, and they say, well, maybe I won't have a child until I'm 41, 42, maybe even mid-40s. Should there be things that they should think about now?
I think one of the most important things is optimizing your health prior to conceiving, making sure that if you are hypertensive, that you're well controlled, losing weight, making sure in general your health is in optimal condition in order to undergo pregnancy altogether. And that includes like having a primary physician that you see on a regular basis to kind of monitor that, and also having an OBGYN so that conversation could be done on an annual basis in terms of like whether or not, you know, you want to have children going into your 40s.
We are talking about the challenges and risks for women who decide to have a baby after the age of 40. This is our Medical Monday. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. Okay, Dr. Ward, you became a mother for the second time at 44 years old. How did that happen? That is not a joke when I ask. We know how it happened.
I was about to say, no, we know how it
happened. We know how it happened, but how did that happen? What was going on?
Well, basically, as Dr. Bada said, it depends on what your health is like. And so as a young woman, fibroids were a part of my health condition and hypertension. So what was going on at the time, I went to emergency thinking that it was the fibroids acting up. There was very, very heavy bleeding. And so I had taught all day and just went. as a precautionary
measure. Because you say taught, you're a college professor.
Yes, I am a college professor. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was teaching K through 12, ninth grade English. And so at the end of the day, I go to emergency. They ask me, is it a chance that I'm pregnant? I said, absolutely not. You know, I was married at the time, had not been in a pregnancy position since like maybe 29 or 30, again, because of medical issues. And so since nothing had happened, I certainly thought that was not likely. So long story short, at about midnight, they told me that the pregnancy test was positive. And I thought, oh, well, with all this bleeding, this must be a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. Well, at 2 in the morning when they did an internal ultrasound, they confirmed that the pregnancy was intact, the cervix was intact, and I was 4 months pregnant.
4 months pregnant. What went through your mind at that point, at 44? Because you already had a child.
I already had an adult who was a junior in college, a son. So what went through my mind was, oh, my goodness, my emancipation is not coming as soon as I thought.
All over again. Wow.
But through deep prayer, you know, children are certainly blessings. And today she is going on 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about having a baby later in life, after 40, perhaps even in your 50s. What are the risks? What are the challenges? What do you do when you figure out that you are pregnant after 40? Let's go to Brenda. Brenda calling from Virginia. Brenda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead.
My question was, well, at 17, I gave birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I hemorrhaged so bad that even a doctor thought that I was on drugs. So once they tested me, they realized that, no, she's not on drugs, but I hemorrhaged really bad. I almost died. My baby almost died. I had him at 32 weeks. He was 2 pounds, 12 ounces. He got down to less than a pound. He did live. I've been thinking about having another baby for years. I've never gotten pregnant. I don't use birth control. I've been to the doctor. I had the procedure done where they insert dye in your tubes to make sure everything was open. And at 44, what would my risk be now? I don't want to do something that might kill me for real.
Okay. Well, let's see what Dr. Bada has to say about that. 44 years old.
At 44 years old, if you don't have any risk factors, it should be pretty safe to conceive at 44. Now, however, as a physician, I would want to explore a little bit more about what happened the first time you got pregnant, because sometimes you find that these things tend to reoccur the second time around. So if you had issues with like hemorrhaging and they weren't quite sure what happened and, you know, you were able to survive with no issue, I think as a physician, I think it's imperative to make sure that you don't have some undiagnosed bleeding disorder. That could have been the reason why, because this thing definitely could happen again. So I would bring that up with your primary physician and just let them know the circumstances of your last delivery so they can do that investigation before you get pregnant.
Okay, Brenda, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lindy calling from Reston, Virginia. Lindy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I love the subject. I think it's fun. Thank you for having your guest. And I was laughing at the first caller's comments about her emancipation.
Yeah, there's that.
My son had just gone off to a boot camp in the Army when I found out I was pregnant with my daughter.
How old were you?
I was 44, and my son was almost 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had tried to have a second child not long after my first child, but I didn't have any luck. And, you know, throughout all that time, I wasn't able to get pregnant either. So she was really a miracle baby. And I wasn't trying. I didn't know the factory still worked. So
yeah,
that was a big surprise.
What was the pregnancy like, since you had already had experience with a previous pregnancy, no matter how long ago it was?
It actually was a breeze. She was very active. I didn't even feel her. I didn't find out. It's hard to believe, but I didn't know till I was about 5 months, only because I had many months in between my cycles. So like 2 or 3 years, I would not have a cycle for like sometimes 5 or 6 months. So I thought I was getting ready to have a really rough one or something. But then I took a pregnancy test and just to relieve my mind, because it had been like 8 months since I had a cycle, and it turns out I was pregnant. And when I went to the doctor, I was 5 months pregnant. But the rest of it was a breeze, and the delivery was better than my first one. I was a little nervous because my first pregnancy had a difficult delivery.
Well, how old is she, Lindy?
She's 11. She'll be 12 in July.
Oh, there you go, Lindy. Thank you.
It's been a real blessing.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lindy, for sharing with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about pregnancy after 40. What are the risks? What are the challenges? If you're on the line, we will be taking your phone calls. Also, we want to let our listeners know that we are going to continue to take phone calls after 7:30. So please give us a call if you want to be part of this conversation. Real quick, before I do go to a break, Dr. Bada, one of the things that I think a lot of women who are in their 40s, particularly in their mid to late 40s, they may be, you know, perimenopausal or premenopausal, and they may think that if they are having lapses in their menstrual cycle that maybe they're not pregnant. Is that a big issue?
I do tend to see that a lot in my general practice, but from a medical standpoint, as long as you're still getting your periods, technically you can still get pregnant. And so the perimenopausal period is really marked by having those irregular periods where you go like a month or two, but menopause is defined by no cycles for at least a year. And so as long as you're like skipping every 5 or 6 months, there's still that possibility that you can ovulate with one of those unpredictable cycles. So as long as you're still having blood, what is it, on flow?
Yeah, on flow, right?
As long as you're still seeing on flow, you can still have an oopsie.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the oopsie factor as well, not just the medical factor, but also, you know, the psychological, the emotional impact of having a child late in life and what kind of thought processes a lot of women, and dare we say families, have to adjust to when a woman has a child later in life. So stay with us. If you're on the line, Marlon calling from D.C. I believe it's Giada calling from Southeast D.C. Odetta calling from Baltimore, and Corey calling from D.C. Please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program, and we're going to come to you in just a bit. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM, Channel 141 in just a bit.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR.